أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. With the grace of Allah, you all gathered here to enhance your intellectual, moral, and spiritual capabilities and standards. My voice is reaching the end. Is it okay? Without doubt, the establishment of Lajna-e Mahalla as a distinct auxiliary organization was a profound gift and favor from Hazrat Muslim Maud radhiyallahu anhu upon Ahmadi women and girls. He founded Lajna so that Ahmadi women and girls could independently strive to build a connection with God and their faith free from the influence or shadow of men. It was founded to nurture and guide them so they may become beacons of virtue and excellence, and that their piety, knowledge, and boundless potential may illuminate the world. We live in a time when the call for women's rights has become fashionable in the West, traditionally dismissed as weak and fragile by these societies. Women are now raising their voices to assert those rights they were previously denied. Modern trends now see men branding themselves as feminists and claiming to grant or deliver rights to women. However, often such proclamations are merely hollow gestures or fashionable postures rather than a sincere commitment to the empowerment of women and girls. As certain female intellectuals have noted, concealed vested interests often lie behind the call for women's rights and freedoms. These modern day movements are frequently driven by selfish reasons, not by love, compassion, or a genuine desire for equality. By contrast, Ahmadi women can proudly proclaim to the world that more than 1,400 years ago, Islam enshrined their rights and freedoms. They do not need any man to bestow rights or equality upon them, as Allah Himself honored them with true freedom, justice, and equality. Moreover, Amdi women can proudly state that they do not need rights or freedoms as defined by worldly people or the men of this era. Rather, they desire and require those freedoms and rights as defined by Allah the Almighty and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Indeed, over 14 centuries ago, Allah placed men and women side by side and affirmed that a woman's heart beats with emotions and feelings no less than a man's. He commanded that women's rights and dignity must never be violated, nor should they ever be subjected to injustice or cruelty. Any man who denies a woman her due rights is guilty in the eyes of God and will be held accountable by Him. While Allah the Almighty has granted women countless rights and equality, He has also laid down obligations that you must strive to fulfill. He requires you to be righteous, perform good deeds, and act upon Islam's teachings at all times. Only then will you be deserving of His rewards. In the Holy Quran, Allah Ta'ala outlines the principles of righteousness for both men and women. Sometimes He addresses believers collectively, while at other times He speaks to believing men and believing women separately about their religious duties. Above all, Allah states that they can only have true faith if they ardently act upon His commands. Moreover, everyone will be rewarded equally for their good deeds with no discrimination. Thus, in the Holy Quran, Allah Ta'ala states, Inna al-Muslimina wal-Muslimate wal-Mu'minina wal-Mu'minate wal-Qanitina wal-Qanitate والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظين حافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Surely, men who submit themselves to God and women who submit themselves to Him, and believing men and believing women, and obedient men and obedient women, and truthful men and truthful women, and men steadfast in their faith and steadfast women, and men who are humble, and women who are humble, and men who give alms, and women who give alms, and men who fast, and women who fast, and men who guard their chastity, and women who guard their chastity, and men who remember Allah much, and women who remember Him, Allah has prepared for all of them forgiveness and a great reward. In this verse, Allah Ta'ala prescribed the same righteous deeds for both men and women to attain the rank of a believer. Furthermore, as Ahmadi, women, if you act on these commands, you will not only reform yourselves, but will also give rise to righteous fathers, husbands, brothers, and sons. You will be the ones who cleanse and liberate society from the conflicts and turmoil that grip it today. Always remember that achieving any great objective requires sacrifice. The greater the objective, the greater the sacrifice required. Therefore, every Ahmadi woman and girl must constantly seek to improve her spiritual and moral state. Only then can you act upon the commands of Allah. You must be firm in faith and submit entirely to Allah, being obedient to Him, and always exhibit truth and patience. A believing woman must be humble. She must offer sadaqah and spend in the way of Allah. She is commanded to observe the fast, guard her modesty and chastity, and remember Allah at all times. Allah has promised His forgiveness and rewards for those who possess these virtues. Accordingly, as you navigate your daily lives remember that this world is not your ultimate objective. Often, girls or women share their worries and difficulties with me and ask why they do not see immediate results from their good deeds and prayers. Without a doubt, Allah the Almighty has promised to reward all righteous deeds and sincere prayers. Yet, some rewards require patience and are granted at their destined time, either in this life or in the hereafter. True believers do not consider this world to be everything. Instead, their eyes are set upon the eternal life in the hereafter. So, if you are steadfast in your faith and uphold the moral virtues Allah has decreed, He will bless and reward you in ways far beyond your imagination or comprehension. Keeping this in view, I shall now briefly outline the moral values a believer should embody. Allah the Almighty desires that we strive to perfect our faith and live as true Muslim. It is not enough to merely profess the kalma verbally. Instead, there must be a deep conviction in your heart to fulfill every command of Allah. Regrettably, many who claim to have faith exhibit impatience. When confronted by trials, quickly complaining that their prayers were not immediately answered. Allah greatly loves His people, but in return, He requires that we maintain an unwavering faith in him, both in times of ease and of trial, rather than doubting his presence whenever hardship occurs. Thus, no matter what adversity a believer faces, their faith in Allah must never weaken, nor must they ever harbor a grievance against God. Always remember that Allah is the Lord of all the worlds, who has bestowed countless blessings upon each of us from the moment we were conceived. If we remember these favors, we will never be inclined to complain or feel that we have been unfairly treated. Instead, we will patiently and gladly bear all temporary hardships for his sake. And if we remain steadfast in the face of adversity for Allah's sake alone, he will reward us beyond measure. To truly follow Islam's teaching and strengthen our faith, it is essential that every Ahmadi Muslim woman regularly recites the Holy Quran, strives to understand its meaning, and lives by its sacred guidance. Unfortunately, even within our Jamaat, many fail to pay proper heed to the word of God. Allah Ta'ala states, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. So they should hearken to me and believe in me. Here, Allah commands us to listen to him and strengthen our faith in him. As I just said, the primary method to increase one's faith is to study the Holy Quran, identify and reflect upon its commands, which number over 700, and sincerely strive to act upon them. We must adopt all that Allah Ta'ala commands and avoid all that he forbids. Only then will our faith be firm, and only then will we become the rightful inheritors of his blessings and mercy. Among young people, there is a trend of saying, I prayed for a while and nothing happened. They fail to see the paradox that while they complain of trials and unanswered prayers, they are the ones who fail to heed Allah's commands. Yet, those with true faith recognize that the fault lies with them. Therefore, every Ahmadi must elevate the standard of their faith and prayers. To achieve this, constantly reflect upon the pledge you make at Lajna events. Be in no doubt that if you fulfill your pledges and perfect your faith for Allah's sake, the heaven will open and his blessings shall rain down upon you. In my Friday sermons and other addresses, I have often mentioned how Ahmadi women are at the forefront of demonstrating their faith and making immense sacrifices. I have recounted numerous incidents of women often living in remote and challenging conditions, who, guided by their unwavering faith, make remarkable sacrifices. In return, Allah always rewards them in many ways. So, if you are determined to be ready for every possible sacrifice, be sure that Allah will never leave you empty-handed. Instead, He will shower you abundantly with His rewards. After developing firm faith in Him, Allah says it is also essential that believing women are obedient to Him. Thus, as Ahmadi woman, you must learn the commands of Allah and strive to implement them in your lives. Remember that Lajna e Mahalla was founded for the moral and spiritual uplift of Ahmadi women and girls, so they may recognize that they have a true identity and value within our Jamaat. To preserve the honor and dignity of Lajna and the Jamaat, you must embrace this identity and seek to enhance its beauty and distinction. Lajna regularly organizes programs for moral and spiritual training, and the women and girls who participate find their spiritual and intellectual standards improve. Therefore, you should all try to take part in every program arranged by Lajna with the spirit of obedience and a desire for moral and spiritual progress. Furthermore, the mothers among you and those who will soon, inshallah, become mothers must never forget the profound responsibility that rests upon your shoulders. You are not only responsible for your own state, but also for your children and future generations. If you embrace this duty and are obedient to Allah's commands, your reward shall multiply, as by reforming yourself, you will also cultivate goodness within your children and ensure that Islam's moral and spiritual values continue to be passed down generation to generation. Many of you will have heard the hadith in which the Holy Prophet ﷺ states that a person should like for others what they like for themselves. Therefore, when you desire that your prayers are answered and wish to uphold the highest moral values, you should desire to spread these qualities among your children, siblings, and in society at large. Another fundamental quality of a believing woman is truthfulness. Women who have complete faith always speak the truth. When a woman recognizes her obligations to be truthful and shun falsehood, she embarks on a spiritual jihad. This jihad not only purifies her from all forms of shirk, but also sets a potent example for her children and others in society, teaching them to abhor lying and to reject shirk. Indeed, a person who upholds truth and fosters it in others plays a key role in unearthing the beauty within society. Falsehood is the malignant key unlocking the door to discord and dishonesty, disunity, corroding the foundations of home and community alike. As the next generation of Ahmadis will be nurtured in your laps, it is essential that you exemplify truth at all times. When mothers express concerns to me about raising children in a non-Islamic Western environment and ask how to guide them best, my answer is always the same, that parents must set the best possible example for their children. If parents are pious, God-fearing, and live according to Islam's teachings, their children will naturally learn from them. Young children, especially in their early years, spend more time with their mothers than anyone else. They adopt what they see in their mothers and consider it right. Therefore, Ahmadi mothers have a great responsibility to rid society of shirk and establish truth and piety. Likewise, at a collective level, Lajna-e-Mahalla should establish and lead a campaign promoting truth and integrity in society. The fundamental importance of truth is demonstrated by the fact that one of the verses of the Quran recited at the time of Nikah commands believers to speak the right and truthful word, free from all ambiguities. Certainly, the fact that Allah has declared falsehood to be a form of shirk should be enough for every Ahmadi to recognize the necessity of being truthful at all times. Women play the foremost and most crucial role in the moral training of the children. Therefore, if Ahmadi mothers use their influence to inculcate truth in their children, they will collectively establish a society founded upon truth. Furthermore, a truthful society is a brave and courageous society. Children armed with power of truth will have the confidence and strength to spread the message of Allah without fear or a complex. Another virtue that has prescribed for a believing woman is patience. Though extremely difficult, patience in the face of adversity leads to Allah's favor and reward. This is especially important within one's home, where a lack of patience can cause minor issues to escalate into serious arguments, division, and grievances. So, with patience and prayers, strive to settle any issue that arises amicably and strengthen your family bonds. This is a point I often emphasize to Ahmadi women who seek my advice. If, God forbid, a situation becomes extremely grave, the matter can be presented to the Nizam-e-Jamaat so that efforts to reconcile and reform can be made. Believing women, whether mothers, daughters, sisters, or in-laws, who are patient and act on Allah's teachings, will create an atmosphere of peace harmony and love in their homes. Remember that a peaceful home serves as the cornerstone of a peaceful society. And so, if you cultivate peace in your home, it will radiate into the wider society and through the Jamaat. Today, the world is in a critical state because selfishness has taken root. Everyone prioritizes their own rights, often lacking a willingness to exhibit patience or compromise for the greater good. Such attitudes naturally cause disputes and grievances. So, if we wish to make our Ahmadi society a righteous and pious one, both men and women must manifest the quality of patience. Patience is not weakness, as the modern world may suggest. It is a profound virtue and a demonstration of true strength, courage, and wisdom. One dangerous consequence of social media is exposure to harmful influencers. So-called experts misguide their viewers, urging women to hire a lawyer or file for divorce over small solvable issues. The haste to break up families is not only detrimental to the women involved, but also destructive to the future well-being of their children. Studies prove how the breakup of families often leads children down dark and dangerous paths. Therefore, I reiterate that believing men and women should observe forbearance and prayer and always strive to keep their family unit together. If issues cannot be resolved at home, it is advisable to inform the Jamaat confidentially so that relevant departments can assist with reconciliation. Similarly, people sometimes face difficulties with neighbors or with Jamaat office bearers. Here too, patience is a virtue. Even if an office bearer has made a mistake, office bearers are not flawless people. They can make a mistake. The reaction by the other party is sometimes worse. Blinded by anger and poverty of patience, they exaggerate or make false charges. Consumed by their resentment, they become wrongdoers themselves and risk their faith due to the tyranny of pride and ego. One sin often leads to another and continues to escalate until the peace of the entire society is disturbed. Consequently, where Allah instructs us to observe patience, it is not a small or insignificant matter. Rather, it is fundamental to the peace and well-being of every level of society, from one's home all the way to international relations. Another virtue Allah has deemed necessary for a believing woman is humility. Humility is the key to mutual respect, and a society rich in humility is peaceful and harmonious. As Ahmadi woman, if you are humble and instill humility in your children, you will raise future generations who can lead the world towards peace and prosperity. In this way, you will play a fundamental role in saving the world from destruction. Moreover, we should ensure that we and our families always manifest humility and that our actions are never tainted by arrogance, because arrogance fuels disorder and evil. As Ahmadis, we are fortunate to have accepted the Prophet Messiah al-Islam, to whom Allah revealed, Teri aajzana rahein, usse pasand aayin. This means that Allah loved the meek and humble ways of the Prophet Messiah al-Islam. It follows that if we desire Allah's love and attachment, we must seek to emulate His blessed example. Another quality of a believing woman is that she excels in sadaqah and offering financial sacrifice for the sake of Allah. I have spoken on many occasions about Ahmadi women who have made immense financial sacrifices and presented whatever they had to the Jamaat for the construction of mosques and other righteous schemes. May Allah reward them all and grant other Ahmadi men and women the ability to follow their examples. Allah also states that another virtue of believing women is to fast in the month of Ramadan. Fasting is a virtue that leads to many others. It requires a person to be patient, to increase their worship, and to make sacrifices for his sake. A person who fasts will also be more inclined to forego their ego, adopt humility, and obedience to Allah and His Jamaat. They will be more inclined to serve their society and ensure its peace and security. Thus, every righteous deed Allah requires of individuals is not just for the personal benefit, but also has a collective benefit for society. Then Allah commands believing men and women to guard their chastity and modesty. The Prophet Messiah al-Islam explained that modesty is not just about dress. It also includes a person's eyes, ears, tongue, and all other things that can lead to indecency or impropriety. In terms of appearance, Islam teaches a woman to dress modestly to protect her from the unwanted gaze of men and to safeguard society from impure thoughts or actions. Accordingly, parda is a means of protecting a woman from unwanted advances and preserving her honor and dignity. While the concept of modesty has existed in all major religions, today indecency and vulgarity have become widespread in the name of freedom. In such an era, it is a source of pride for the Jamaat that Ahmadi women and girls remain firm in their faith and continue to manifest these religious teachings. Thus, you should resist external pressures. I have often spoken about how Islam was the first religion to establish true women's rights. For example, Islam has always promoted the education of girls and was the first to give women the right of inherit or to divorce. Allah does not stop women from working or require them to remain confined to their homes. at the same time, alongside this righteous, this right, Allah has laid down certain conditions and responsibilities. He requires Muslim women to observe hijab and maintain a degree of separation from men to prevent the risk of any improper situation arising. The Holy Quran mentions an incident where Prophet Moses, alayhi salam, saw two girls with their animals standing at a distance from a water well. When he asked why, they replied that they were waiting until the male shepherds near the well had departed, as their sense of modesty demanded they remain separate. This illustrates how a natural inclination towards modesty in women has existed throughout history. However, due to the influence of contemporary society, some Ahmadis occasionally suggest that our meetings should be mixed without any screen dividing men and women. In response, Lajna-e-Mahalla and those religious Ahmadis, Ahmadi women who are firm in faith, should explain the importance and value of hijab to those in doubt. They should clarify that where parda is discarded, social or moral problems can arise, which can call a woman's dignity and honor into question. Thus, without embarrassment or fear, every Ahmadi woman should observe modesty at all times. Be in no doubt that the modesty and dignity of Ahmadi women are a means of pride and distinction from the rest of the world. Observing hijab and modesty is not a restriction. It is a means of elevating your status. It does not steal your freedom. Rather, it adorns it with beauty and grace. If you are proud of your faith, others will respect you. So never fall prey to any complex or feel embarrassed. Finally, in the verse I mentioned at the start, Allah the Almighty states that a believer should always remember him and fulfill the rites of his worship. Consequently, a person who cultivates the virtues Allah commands and who remembers and worship him will consider his love and nearness as their true objective. They will not be attracted by the superficial glamour and deceptive charms of the world. And Allah gives glad tidings to such people that they shall be the recipient of unimaginable blessings and rewards that shall distinguish them from others. So never fall prey to the misconception that Islam's teachings are backward or beyond one's capacity. Rather, Islam's teachings are perfectly aligned with human nature. Allah the Almighty proclaims in Surah Al-Baqarah that He does not burden any person beyond their capacity. Indeed, He has taught us a prayer that we may not be burdened with that which we do not have the strength to bear. This makes it clear that Allah's expectations from us are never beyond human nature or capability. Moreover, Allah says, that He is all forgiving, all pardoning, and all merciful. If you continue to pray to Him, offer sacrifices for His sake, and strive to adopt the virtues He has taught, Allah will grant you great rewards and forgive your shortcomings. Remember that to attain anything of note requires effort and sacrifice. We work hard and make sacrifices in our worldly pursuits. So why do we accept everything to be easy when it comes to our religion? Efforts and sacrifices are prerequisites for every success. So never worry about what others may think or say. Your only focus should be on what your faith requires of you and on how Allah, through His grace and mercy, has blessed you. Genuine gratitude for His blessings is to act on His commands. Therefore, always seek to fulfill the pledge you have made to prioritize your faith over all worldly matters. When you do this, you will be safeguarded. You will be safeguarding your own lives and the lives of your future generations. In the time of the Holy Quran, Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, most women had little education. Yet, when the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught them about Allah, the Almighty, and the Sharia, they listened, learned, and adopted His teachings without hesitation. They set an outstanding example for all times and all people. They were the shining stars of early Islam and guiding lights for us to follow. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ignited a great spiritual and moral revolution among those women. Now, in this era, Allah the Almighty has sent the Prophet Messiah alayhi salam so that His followers, men and women alike, may also bring forth a revolution within themselves, strive to bring about that spiritual transformation, so that rather than following worldly figures or coveting material riches, your noble example leads mankind back towards its creator. If you do so, you will truly be a believing Ahmadi woman. May Allah grant all of you the ability to increase in faith and act upon the commands of Allah. To the younger girls present, I wish to say that upon reaching an age of understanding, you should also start to reflect on your faith and strive to increase your religious knowledge. Focus on offering namaz regularly and on reciting and studying the Holy Quran. If Ahmadi women and girls achieve this, they shall become a model of excellence and play an outstanding and vital role in our Jamaat's continued progress. Throughout the history of the Jamaat, many righteous women have made immense sacrifices that prove that just as women in the time of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made monumental sacrifices, today in the era of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ahmadi Muslim women are doing the same. A striking example of this was witnessed only a few years ago in Burkina Faso, where Ahmadi men and women displayed astonishing courage and faith. While fearless and devoted Ahmadi men sacrificed their lives for the sake of Islam, the women of that Jamaat also stood tall, exemplifying extraordinary faith and steadfastness. They have since testified that when they saw their husbands and fathers martyred before their eyes, their faith was not shaken for even a moment. Any fear or worry they felt was fleeting, and Allah soon removed it from their hearts. Instead, they found renewed courage. Those women living thousands of miles away in a remote area were strengthened in their resolve to ensure that their faith and that of their children and future generations would remain forever strong. They have never had the opportunity to interact with the Khalifa of the time. Yet, having accepted the Prophet Messiah alayhi salam with all their hearts and understood Islam to be the true religion, they have proven that they are ready for every possible sacrifice for the sake of their faith. Those African women have set the bar extremely high, and their faith should serve as a living model for all of you. So, with conviction and courage, all of you must be ready to make every necessary sacrifice to place your faith above all worldly matters, and to act without hesitation upon every command of Allah in order to ignite a spiritual revolution in the world. It is easy to speak of bringing about a spiritual revolution, but in reality, revolutions are never born from convenience, comfort, or words alone. They are forged through sacrifice, by surrendering one's ego, personal interests, trends, and all desires for a higher purpose. After inculcating this spirit within yourselves, train your children so that the noble legacy of true sacrifice in the way of Allah may pass seamlessly from generation to generation. So, as member of Lajna-e-Mahallah, understand your responsibilities. You have been entrusted with the sacred duty of conveying the message of Islam in this country and around the world, and to play a foremost role in serving the noble mission of the Prophet Messiah al-Islam. May Allah grant you the ability to do so. Ameen. Jazakallah. Now join me in silent prayer.
Amen.